WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
31 years ago, Alfred Hitchcock took a Daphne du Maurier short story and adapted it into the horror movie classic The Birds. This Saturday night, the Showtime cable network presents a telemovie sequel called The Birds 2, Land's End. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Been gathering south of the island, haven't they?
When the tide rolled in last night, so did the birds. I could see them from the tower. Just waiting there.
Waiting for what?
Just gathering, assembling, waiting like an army.
Make it sound like it's going to be war.
It's not as if we haven't asked for one. You know, Mother Nature can take only so much before she hits back with all she's got. Did you know something like this happened before?
When, recently?
25, 30 years ago?
Yeah, we knew. Just like we knew sooner or later that someone would have the bird-brained idea to make a sequel. Aliens 3, Jaws 2. Sequelitis is so bad these days, the movie listings read like baseball scores. Later this season, CBS is presenting a miniseries called Scarlet, proving that the leading lady of Gone with the Wind was right when she said that tomorrow is another day. Hitchcock has already been sequelized once by Showtime in a 1990 telemovie called Psycho 4, The Beginning. But that one starred Tony Perkins and provided childhood flashbacks of Norman Bates, and it wasn't bad. The Birds 2 is bad. How bad? Here's a hint. The direction credit on Birds 2 goes to Alan Smithy. Alan Smithy is the fake name directors use when they don't want their real names associated with a project. Rick Rosenthal is the guy who doesn't want to be associated with Birds 2, and anyone who sees it will understand why. Tippi Hedren is back, but only in a brief cameo and playing another character. Instead of real stars this time, we have Chelsea Field and Brad Johnson, who are so dull they're outacted by a swarm of seagulls. Where Hitchcock's film had artistry and suspense, Birds 2 has blood and stupidity. Wasting no time, the first attack comes even before the title credits, and every attack is exactly the same. Lots of screaming, fluttering, tacky music, and bad special effects.
Oh my God!
My favorite part comes when the family gets into a small motorboat and tries to avoid an airborne seagull attack by flipping the boat over in the water and hiding underneath. At that point, I'm thinking, a little theme music from Jaws would have gone a long way. When your thoughts drift like that during what's supposed to be the film's climax, you know it's not a horror movie, it's a horrible movie. Hitchcock's movie had a lot of great touches, a very literal use of the bird's eye view, that great scene of crows gathering in the schoolyard, and the creepy ending when the survivors walked and drove away, leaving Bodega Bay to the birds. There are some great phrases for gatherings of specific types of birds, and some of them could have been written by Hitchcock himself. A squabble of seagulls, a murder of crows, an unkindness of ravens. But Birds 2, Land's End, belongs in a different category. If it flocked together with other movie birds of the same feather, it'd be a rafter of turkeys.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.